here to discuss the ups, downs, and sideways of the sport of figure skating and maybe give you plus 5 GOE along the way. Let's introduce this week's hosts.
Hi, I'm Gab. I'm your Montreal local who's very excited to have all her friends come over to visit for a week. You can find me on Twitter at Tegomas.
Hi, I'm Bex. I am super excited to get to Canada, although I'll be doing a sojourn in Banff first, but really excited for World's Championships. You can find me on Twitter at Bexfair. So, Gab, this is, you know, our master transformation of ITL. We managed to turn it into a travel podcast somehow.
Yes, finally.
This was our dumb scheme to help out people, but... So a couple months ago, we had the idea that since we have Gab, who is our resident local Montreal.
Yes, I've lived here my entire life, so I know most things about the city.
Yes, our treasure trove of Montreal resources. That, you know what, so many people are coming for World, so we should put together some recommendations and tips and give them all the fruits of your spine on the Bell Center for us. All your excursions down to talk to them about, you know, their arrangements and stuff for Worlds.
We have a very detailed guide on our website, so you could also look that out while you listen to the podcast or afterwards, which will be very helpful.
Yeah, so we've written up a accompanying article with slightly more fleshed out details so that you don't have to listen to, you know, Gab give an entire thesis on the Montreal public transit system.
Yes, I did make a very nice graphic to make it as easy as possible for everyone to, like, figure out.
We don't want you to get lost on the way to dance practice is basically the goal. So.
Yes, basically.
This is basically just our effort to make sure everyone has a smooth and fun of a trip to Worlds as possible. Because most of our whole team is going and we're really excited and we want to make sure everyone has a good time. All right, so Gab, why don't you start off by giving us a little breakdown of some of the stuff about the rink and the Bell Center that's being held at, because you actually did some scouting for us.
Actually, I've been there in 2018 for Stars on Ice because that was the venue for that show. And I did some scouting just like figuring out which rows are like the closest and like how the view's like, but then I went back in December for the Cirque du Soleil Axel show. So I did more scouting with more actual information on what I should look out for. So I noted everything down and put it all into this guide, but also I will speak about it now.
We're really excited that there are water fountains at this rink, because if anyone went to Skate Canada, we suffered on the water available waterfront.
Yeah, when I went in December, that was like the first thing I decided to do when I had downtime. I'm like, wait, I gotta know if there's water fountains.
So we do have water fountains. It's a good thing. One thing that I think is really important to pay attention to at the Bell Center is it's a pretty tightly packed venue. So there's not a lot of room between the seats.
Yeah, I'm pretty tiny. So like, even if I'm on a flight, it's like, I usually get a lot of leg room. I don't have to worry about that. But like, I found when I went in December, it was pretty tight, like just moving around and like even just crossing my legs. And I had to like really lift my foot up over my leg so that I could like cross it fine.
Yeah, it's a bit pinchy. So basically our advice is that just make sure, I know we like everyone likes to go ham. Gab and I are like, you know, we usually pack tons of banners to events and like lots of just like fun, dumb things and flower crowns and stuff. But just be aware that like seat space is going to be pretty limited. And during some of the earlier groups, there might be more room, but it's not the comfiest of venues. It's a little pinchy. And there's not going to be a lot of room for, like, your 17,000 best plushie friends that you're going to chuck at people, so...
Yeah, one thing that's nice, though, is that there is space underneath the seats, because when I went in December, people were asking me on Twitter if, like, there's space underneath the seats, because in Grand Prix Final of this year in Turin, there was no space underneath the seats, but at least here, there is.
We do not have to hold all our worldly possessions on our lap, so there is some hope for this event.
Yeah, just be mindful to make space so that if people want to go to the bathroom or get some food between events, it should hopefully be an easy access kind of thing.
Let's talk a little bit about what is around the rink and what you found are some of the kind of convenient points of interest that some people might want to hit up.
Yeah, okay, so obviously, first of all, we already mentioned there's water fountains, so bring an empty bottle of water and like stay hydrated. There's also a lot of food stuff around.
Yay! Everyone eat, please.
Yeah, basically. So there's like a restaurant that's directly connected to inside the rink, where you could eat like burgers. So it's like a sports bar brewery. So they usually play like hockey on the TV screens, and then you could get a drink and eat some burgers, fries, whatever you want. So that's a really nice thing to have around, just because it's actually something that will bring you sustenance. It will actually make you full. It's a nice warm meal.
It's conveniently accessible. Yes.
But I also saw there's a downstairs area, and it was like a sort of food court, I guess. I don't know. It wasn't open at the time when I went, but they seem to have like many food stalls. And I looked this up online, and they actually have like various food stalls. So like sushi, tacos, and they also have like drinks. So you could get like beer and like cocktails.
Is this all inside the, like, is this all accessible from the rink without having to go back out through security?
Yeah, it's inside the rink, so.
Oh, that's so handy. Okay, that'll be great for people.
Yeah, so you'll have lots of options.
Yeah, because I think some of the main issues, luckily Bell Center is downtown. So, you know, there's stuff in the area, but it depends if you want to go for the hassle of like running in and out through the security line, because depending on how many entrances they have open, that could be quite a logistic issue.
Especially with bag search and how long that will take.
Yeah, and we don't know particularly if World, if they'll be more relaxed, but I think the Bell Center itself generally has a pretty strict bag policy. Like, they only let you take one small tote in.
On the Bell Center website, they say that you're not allowed a backpack. And I saw someone bring a backpack, and they weren't allowed to bring it in, basically. So they actually do look at stuff like that.
Yeah, so just be careful that, especially if you're not, like, we're staying very close to the rink. We're staying about an 8-minute walk away. But if you have to, like, take a bus, or if your lodging isn't that conveniently located, just make sure that you're not going to be lugging something to the rink that you get denied entrance for.
Yeah, also on the, like, when I was doing research to write this article, I saw in the Bell Center FAQ that they have a coat check, which is specifically just for coats, and you're not allowed to, like, coat check a bag or something, which is right. Really odd, but it's also important to know, because if you have a bag and you're not allowed to bring it in, then you really don't have anywhere to put it.
Right, so if you're trying to go, you know, straight from, say, the award show to the airport, or, you know, if you're trying to go straight from the airport to the rink, either for a competition or for anything else, practices, they might deny you entry. And then you also mentioned, I believe, near the rink that there is...
Yeah, some food and coffee.
Yeah, so we have a little more of a breakdown of that.
I feel like the most important part is the coffee. Just yes. Because practices are really early. And I remember at Skate America, we had issues with, like, finding coffee places because there was, like, no concession stands nearby. Well, like, they're open.
Vegas was not about you being awake at, you know, 6 a.m. practice and serving you coffee. Let's put it that way. They're like, no.
But yeah, right in front of the Bell Center, there is a Starbucks and a Cafe Depot, which is basically similar to Starbucks. And those two should be open early in the morning, and it's right in front of a rink. Like, you barely have to walk outside, like, less than 2 minutes for sure.
Yes, plus, you know, Montreal winter, get all the hot drinks. It'll be highly necessary for surviving. I think a couple other things. There's a grocery store nearby, too?
Yeah, there is a grocery store, so you could buy snacks. Hopefully, maybe smuggle it in. But if you just want to bring some, like, get some small snacks to share with your friends and, like, eat around, yeah, that's great.
And also the McDonald's if you have to charge your camera batteries.
Yes, it's true. It's like two floors, so it's great.
Be perfect. Because this is so close to the event for lodging, we're not really doing super detailed lodging recs. Because hopefully if you're going, you have a place to stay sorted out. But we did give in the article that we wrote up on logistics and sort of the nitty-gritty, we do give a couple recs. And also, lodging in Montreal is thankfully quite cheap. There's tons of really affordable Airbnbs. Just be very careful because of potential scammers and whatnot.
Yes, that would not be fun.
No, especially in winter.
Yeah.
Do you have any tips to survive the grueling winter or for packing?
I would just suggest packing in layers, just because that way if you're really hot you can remove layers. If you're really cold, you could just put on more. The weather is very, like, it changes a lot. Like, I'm just gonna take this week for example. Over the weekend until like midweek, it was really, really nice outside. Like, I was able to wear like a leather jacket, like something really nice. Like, yesterday it started freezing raining, and then tonight it's like supposed to be 10 to 15 centimeters of snow. So that's not fun.
It's very mercurial. It's just like, we will give you the full spectrum in 1 week. It's fine. So yeah, just be prepared. I'd say probably having good shoes that can deal with slush and snow and have traction is probably one of the more important things, because I know March can be just really up and down and dicey in terms of the walking conditions. Gab also flung in some in case you don't get enough skating from, like, you know, all day practices and being at a rink from potentially, if you want, like, you know, 7 a.m. to 11 at night. Gab also wrote up some recs for skating rinks in the area.
Yeah, I wrote down 3 of them just because I wanted them to kind of be close to the rink. I recommended Gadwa too, just because even though that's not as close to the rink, I feel like people would want to go there just because so many ice dancers train there.
Right, if you just want to be, you know, absorb the essence of all that talent and good edges and twizzles.
Good skating skills, yeah, exactly. There's also like some options for outdoor skating, but sadly, most of them close right before Worlds. So not that much of a viable option, but still, I put one in just because it closes, like, right before Worlds, if the weather permits it.
Right, so if you go the weekend before, the week before, if you really want to take up residence in Montreal temporarily, you can check it out. But yeah, so hopefully this gives you guys a bit of an idea of just some of sort of the logistics and the nitty-gritty bits. But more importantly, Kara sat down with Lila Fear, because Lila, we talked to Lila, and she loves doing recs, local recs.
Yeah, and she trains over here, so.
She trains over here, she moved over here, so she knows all about what it's like to explore. So we will have an interview that Kara did with Lila to give all her favorite recs for great spots to hit up in Montreal. So hopefully you can get some ideas and maybe find some new cool spots to drop by and actually get outside the rink and enjoy the city.
Hi guys, I'm Carly. You may know me as @CyberSwanSP on Twitter and a regular host. Today we have a special guest. Lila, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi everyone, my name's Lila Fear. I am an ice dancer representing Great Britain. And I live here in Montreal, so I'm very excited that Worlds will be in Montreal this year.
So this is kind of like a little special mini-sode featuring some Montreal natives, not natives, but some Montreal
enthusiasts.
Yeah, enthusiasts. And we're just here to kind of give you some fun recommendations and guides to Montreal. We did an interview with Lila and Lewis a while ago, and Lila mentioned that she really likes, you know, giving out recommendations, mm-hmm. guiding people around to things she knows. So we invited her here, and we're going to talk about the recommendations she gave us.
Very happy to be here.
So we got into contact with Lila, and she gave us a list of lots of recommendations. We're going to be releasing an article with all of these recommendations, but episodes are more fun, so we'll talk about some here. Lila, you gave us coffee, brunch, dinner, shops, and activities. Where would you like to start?
I think we should start with coffee and brunch, because how are you supposed to do activities without caffeine? Right?
You were very... Let's how are you honest. Supposed to survive 10 hours in a rink without caffeine?
That's the truth. That is the truth. So yeah, let's start with that. So I have an addiction to coffee, as many other skaters and humans do. And I have a few favorites here in Montreal. One of them is near the rink. So I always stop off either before training or after training before tackling my homework. It is called Campanelli, and it's Italian, it's family run, and it's very charming and rustic on the inside. And the coffee is fantastic.
Do they have like a variety of drinks? Like I'm not a huge coffee person, but I love hot chocolate.
Okay, they definitely have hot chocolate. They have a selection of teas. It is more on the simple side, so you wouldn't go for some matcha latte, for example, or something that's more fancy or elaborate. It's definitely just the basics there. You can buy ground coffee too, and a lot of the skaters love that.
Oh yeah? You're just like, oh, you went to Campanelli again.
Yeah, and everyone comes into the rink with the same cup, and they actually just started selling the eco-friendly Keep Cups.
Oh,
so
nice.
So I'm just flashing that all around town really now.
It gotta be good to the environment. I'm very glad for that.
Yeah. And then otherwise, I love one in Westmount called Café Bazin. Spelt Bazin, if that's easier for everyone that doesn't speak French. It's small, but very elegant and beautiful and bright and airy on the inside. And they have a beautiful selection of pastries as well. And they
make
them right in front of you behind a glass case. So it smells amazing all the time. You basically are drooling the whole time that you're there. And the staff are so warm and friendly. They actually gave me a free laptop sticker saying Café Bazin because I'm there so much and I'm like very adamant to fill out my loyalty card there.
Yes.
And then we have some other favorites among the skaters. One example of that is September, which is called September Surf Café. And it's very hipster, artsy. It's a cool place to bring a book or a laptop and work on weekends. They also have a little booth set up there called the Snack Box, and you can order food there on weekends too.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's cool. It's definitely one of those places you'll see on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Whereas Campanelli you won't see on Instagram, I wouldn't say.
Yeah.
It's more of
a local. Nice to like talk with someone who knows like those like really cool spots.
The hidden gems.
Exactly. That's exactly what we're looking for. And we're like, we trust Lila with that.
Yeah. And I've done my research too. Like I when I first moved here, I tried out all the places and I feel like I've narrowed it down to my tried and true favorites.
How long have you been living in Montreal?
I've lived here for 2 years.
And you're just like, you've reached the local level?
Yes, definitely. Actually, it's funny because I was with a friend today and she was saying she was born and raised in Montreal and she was telling me that I know way more places than she does. She's lived here 21 years. So yeah, I think I'm just very passionate about it and I love exploring it and I love the city so much. So it's something mm-hmm. that I like to do.
Are you excited to like welcome everyone to Montreal for Worlds?
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I think it's going to be very special for all of us who train here to get to welcome so many people and to celebrate the city and our skating home. And even though mm-hmm. we're from so many countries all over the world, it's somewhere that we all have in common and is so dear to our hearts. And it's going to be very special. I'm so excited.
Yes, a lot of people are very excited.
Yeah, especially if people haven't been to Montreal before, which I assume this episode is primarily for. I yes. think it will be a really great experience for everyone to mm-hmm. get to explore in between all of the practices and competitions and all that.
Mm-hmm. Because a lot of people are going like for the week.
Right.
So they have a lot of that downtime.
Yeah. So there's plenty of, we're going to get through plenty of suggestions for everybody. I think I'll give you one more cafe recommendation. Actually, mm-hmm. I'm going to give you two more. So one of them is called Barley, and I don't know if anyone's seen it on my Instagram from last year, but it's a cereal bar, and it's so cool. It's definitely an Instagram location.
That's where they featured the Lila Jo porridge,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, yeah. I did a collaboration with them because I love porridge. It's the start to my day every day, and we work together to do like a limited edition porridge with all my favorite toppings, and the staff there are so wonderful. I'll go in with my laptop, and we'll just chat, and they have delicious lattes. This is the place where you go if you want a beetroot latte or a turmeric latte or a cereal latte. And they put Lucky Charms on top. It's very aesthetically pleasing inside. And nice. The decor is beautiful. And the brunch menu is very unique and delicious.
I'm like all about brunch.
Me too. It's something I love. I love. And people tease me about it, but I don't really care.
My mom yells at me about it because every time I ask her to go to brunch with me because I don't want to go alone.
Yeah. And she's not a fan?
Nope. She doesn't like brunch.
Well, I think we can persuade her to change her mind. Hopefully.
I'll bring her to Canada and take her to Barley.
I think just stick to this list and she'll change her mind. And then the final one I'm going to suggest is it's perfect for sightseeing because one of my later suggestions is to walk around old Montreal because it's so beautiful and historic, and the architecture contrasts hugely to the rest of the city. It feels like you're in, like, years and years ago, almost Paris vibes in a way. It feels very European. There's cobblestone streets. So you could really just wander around there, but there's one restaurant that is such a classic called Olive et Gourmando, and it's amazing for brunch. It's so cozy, and definitely get there early because there's a huge lineup, rightly so. And they have freshly baked pastries and goodies. And then the brunch menu is so delicious. And it's just a classic. I couldn't recommend it more.
I'm definitely liking all these recommendations with pastries so that I can buy them and then bring them into the rink.
That's you got it. That's the way to go.
It's like if I'm going to be there for 8 hours, I need good food.
Yeah, you have to smuggle in the pastries. And they have plenty of options there.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So that wraps it up for cafes and brunches.
Yes.
Should we do dinner next?
Let's do dinner.
I'm very excited for dinner places. I love going out to eat.
Oh, yeah. And Montreal, the food scene is just beyond. And I think it has such a reputation for being so diverse and delicious in the food scene. So I'm going to start off with it's a safe bet for anyone, no matter your taste. It's called Number 900 Pizza. And it's one of the first restaurants I went to when I moved here. I think it was a suggestion of someone that I met at school. And it's very, like, simple pizza restaurant, but I have to recommend a specific pizza. It is called the Porcini, and it has hazelnut cream and white truffle oil and mushrooms. Wow. And it's so good. And this is what got me into truffle, because I never liked it before.
Yeah.
And ever since that pizza, I'm a changed woman. So definitely go there. And my sister, we always go together when she's in town. Sasha, she's also a skater. And I think she can vouch for me on this one. They also have some other options if you don't like pizza, but I'd say if you do, this is the place to go.
It's like hard to go wrong with pizza.
I know. And people that don't like pizza, I don't really understand. I mean, unless you're intolerant, but even then you don't have an excuse because they have gluten-free crust here.
Exactly. So oh, they do. That's awesome.
At Number 900. So you really just have to go. You do.
You have no excuse.
Yeah, there's no option here, people. And it's definitely one of the more budget-friendly ones on this list. There's a couple higher-end ones, like the next one that I'm going to recommend, which is Jatoba. And it is, wow, it's out of this world. It is Japanese. And firstly, just the ambiance there is so elegant and sophisticated. And it's darker and moodier for sure. But it's one of those places where you'll go for a special occasion. For example, I had my birthday dinner with my mom and sister there this year. And I'm going to give you specific menu items that you have to order. Otherwise, I will be very angry. So firstly, you need to order the Chinese eggplant to start. And it's so funny because whenever I go, I tell Lewis, my skating partner, and I'm like, don't worry, Lewis, I will bring you the leftover Chinese eggplant because he loves it. So I always bring him like cold vegetables the next morning, but it's so good. It's so good.
You're and just like, here is my thanks for being my skating partner.
Yes, this is your prize for the day. And then for the main course, I really love the black cod. It's just very fresh and the quality of the fish is delicious. And everything here is very light. Like, you won't leave feeling very heavy and gross. It's very fresh and well-prepared and great quality. And then for dessert to finish, you have to order the Caramel Dream and thank me later. I think they title it perfectly. And I don't want to ruin it, but it's basically a blondie marshmallow caramel concoction of heavenly, beautiful flavors. You better have a sweet tooth for that one. Otherwise, it's a little overwhelming, I'd say.
I was going to say, you're kind of like winning me over because I am a sweet tooth. So like, I'm prepared to go here.
Yeah. And just a disclaimer for anyone listening, I have a serious sweet tooth. So if everything is very sweet, I apologize. But it's just, it's who I am. I can't really change it.
Don't worry. This is the kind of people that matter.
Yeah. Okay. Another great one is Macro, and it's in Griffintown, which is a really cool area to visit. So I would recommend going simply for the location of Griffintown. It's where all of the young professionals live. It used to be where a lot of factories were, but now it's very cool and artsy, and there's so many great restaurants near there. And Macro is, I believe they're known for their seafood, and it's for the younger crowd, I'd say, and they have a moody atmosphere once again, and some great options too. It's less pricey than Jatoba, but it's more pricey for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then my final recommendation is called Satay Bros, and it's the kind of place, it is literally a hole in the wall. You would walk past and never dare enter because it's so unassuming from the outside. And it looks very dodgy actually from the outside, but you just have to give it a chance and
go
inside.
Those are the best kinds of places.
Yeah. And it's honestly a local favorite. I would recommend the papaya salad. And also they have these pork buns. I think it's Vietnamese. I might be wrong though, but it's very delicious and flavorful, and it's a classic. You definitely need to check that out too.
Mm-hmm.
So that's those are my dinner recommendations.
Dinner is definitely an important recommendation because, like, well, obviously it's like one of the best meals of the day, but
yeah.
Do you remember I remember you were at Autumn Classic. They, in the rink, they had a little stand that was selling like pizza and popcorn, and that was your food options.
You're so right. I think that's the majority of skating competitions. One time I was in Germany, and I think it was my first junior Grand Prix, and they had a pretzel stand in the rink, and I loved it.
Oh my god, that's so nice.
That was good. But definitely, Montreal, you want to pack some snacks. I'm not sure what the food will be like at the rink, but you definitely have plenty of options surrounding the rink.
Exactly. And like Montreal's a big city. Like there's mm-hmm. something for everyone.
Yeah, you can find anything.
Let's talk about your specialty. Let's talk about sweets.
So this was really hard for me to narrow down, and I'm going to try to keep it concise so we're not here for 4 hours. But okay, so this is something that you would not find necessarily on Google. Actually, all three of these you won't find on Google necessarily. So the first one, it's called Dalla Rose, and it's an ice cream shop, and it's tiny, but all of the flavors are made in shop, and they're so unique. Like, they have tons of different flavors. They have seasonal ones. So, for example, in the summer, they have raspberry from Quebec, and they incorporate that into the ice cream. They have vegan options, too. They have a delicious coconut chocolate one. The flavors change every time I go, but they're always absolutely fantastic. And the guy that owns it is so nice. He knows that we're skaters, so he's feeding our addiction to ice cream as well. And they recently came out with little ice cream sandwiches too. So they do.
Oh, nice.
They're vegan too, if you're vegan or gluten-free. They do gluten-free cookies. And then you can put vegan ice cream in the middle and you're golden. And they also have one stuffed with nut butter, which is something that I am very passionate about. So that – you definitely go to Dalla Rose, and it's also just a great atmosphere inside. And you can take pints to go, so you're set. You can bring a pint of ice cream to the ice rink.
That's like the ideal situation.
And it will stay cold, so you're golden, right? That's the best place to bring it.
You're just like watching people win world championships, and you're just like, I got my ice cream.
I got my ice cream. You know, it's all about balance. That's what I say. This one, okay, this is in Westmount, which is another neighborhood here, and it's called Boulangerie Le Fournil. And it's downstairs, and it's honestly, it just gives me Christmas vibes every time I go, because
the
window's always foggy from the inside, and you go in and it's really kind of cramped, but it just smells. The aroma of baked goods is so overwhelming and delicious, and I'm going to tell you, you have to order the coconut blondie.
Oh my gosh, that sounds so good.
It's a butterscotch blondie with chocolate chips and coconut on top. But honestly, anything you order here, you'll be in heaven. Actually, I brought it when I interviewed Nathan Chen. He was staying with Jean-Luc Baker, and I brought them a bag of baked goods from this place, and they loved them. They loved
Here's
them.
My peace offering.
Yeah, it's bribery, kind of. Peace offering.
It would work.
Yeah, it does. It's a gem. And then the final one for pastries, once again, is Rustique. And they're known for their pies, so Thanksgiving, definitely go in advance. I went on Thanksgiving and they ran out of pumpkin pie. My bad. But really great options. Once again, cozy atmosphere. You can go for a cup of tea and just relax, and it's a great place to check out.
So what I'm getting is that, like, for people throwing gifts on the ice, we should throw you desserts.
Yes. Is it that obvious? Actually, that would be amazing.
Wow. I'll just like go buy a pastry and be like, this is for Lila.
Yeah, but you might need to get stale cookies so that they don't break. Like, throw stale baked goods on the ice so that
you just get a bag of crumbs.
Yeah, yeah. But honestly, I'm just so excited for everyone to try these places, because they're so great. And I love sharing the love.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's what I love about like welcoming people to cities, is being like, I get to show you around.
Yeah. It's exciting. It's very exciting.
Mm-hmm. All right. What kind of shops do you recommend?
So I'm not a huge shopper, but I found some really cool places here. One place I will start with, I went to yesterday, so it shows that I do love it. And it's a bookshop called Indigo. It's a classic chain that many people know in Canada. And I could spend hours in there. I actually usually just go walk around for an hour and then leave empty-handed, because it's so fun. They have so many books. You can see the bestseller picks, you can see like the hottest at the moment, and there's all the different categories, and you can go in the psychology well-being section, or you can go read poetry or business. It's a classic bookshop, but I think the amount of books is what makes it so special, and the range and diversity there. And then another thing that I love about it is they have a Starbucks inside, and
nice.
They also have like a homeware section, so you can look for interior design decor. So I bought a pillow yesterday for my apartment just to spice it up a little bit. And it's one of those places where you just feel happy and inspired, and you can pick up a good book, which is always a good thing.
Bookshops are just the best.
They are. I love bookshops. And I mm-hmm. think I'm trying to read more. It's hard when I have school because I have forced reading and textbooks, but I'm trying to read more for pleasure. And to kickstart that journey, I'd say Indigo is the place to go.
Yeah, I definitely feel that about college. Like, you get to college and you're like, I can read for pleasure.
I know. Is that a thing? Next, so we will go, let's see here. We're going to go for another Canadian classic, which is Roots. I'm not sure if you know what Roots is, but...
I've never heard of it.
Okay, you need to buy stuff at Roots to feel like a Canadian person. So it's basically the epitome of Canadian living, and it is... So let me just think. A lot of checkered, so like red and black checkered plaid situation. And then they have onesies that my sisters and I all have matching. And they're so cozy, but with the same lumberjack print, but on the inside of the hood. So you just feel Canadian when you're in it. And they have cozy sweaters. They have socks that I have 4 pairs of their socks, and I just rotate them throughout the week because they're so warm. And I think if you did not pack wisely for Worlds, go to Roots, do yourself a favor, buy yourself a pair of socks, and you will be warm for the rest of your stay.
Gotta prepare for that ice rink.
Yes, certainly. But Roots is a great place for souvenirs, too. They sell mini maple syrup. They have maple candles and really beautiful leather bags, too.
Oh, nice.
I really recommend Roots, actually, for clothing. That's the only clothing recommendation I actually put on this list. Because I think you can't go wrong no matter who you are and whatever you're interested in. Another one that I love, I didn't actually know what it was called, so I had to Google it, but it's called Perigord. And it's near Barly. So if you go to Barly, keep walking around and you'll find Perigord. And it's definitely more on the feminine side. It's a boutique, but they have a huge mix of different things. So they have candles, jewelry, postcards, cards, artwork, random pieces of furniture, and beautiful pajamas, which was the selling factor for me. I went in and they had these gorgeous pajamas, so cozy. I love pajamas too, by the way. And true. It's one of those places where you just look around for a while and you find little treasures.
Honestly, just goes to world championships, comes back with pajamas.
Yeah, I think people wouldn't blame you.
You gotta get comfy.
You do. That's where you feel best. It's all about self-love.
Mm-hmm. And it sounds like I love like those places where you can just pick up little trinkets, you know?
Exactly. That's this place. It's really beautiful. And even for inspiration, like if you are thinking of moving things around in your apartment or in your dorm or whatever, it's a good place for that aesthetic and the way they present things is really inspiring.
Mm-hmm. Like kind of like interior design inspiration.
Yeah, but without meaning it to be. It's weird. It's just the way that they align things in the shop. And then it's beautiful. It's beautifully constructed.
Mm-hmm.
And then my last recommendation is in the Old Port, and it's called Le Petit Dep. And we stumbled upon this when we first moved, when I first moved. I was with my sister and my mom, and it's so adorable from the outside. And basically in Montreal, Dépanneur is a corner store. So where you go to buy ice cream or like whatever you need last minute for gum. Classic corner store, but we call them Deps for short. So that's what the name means, the small dep. And this place, it has candy, like jars of candy, so you can do a little pick and mix, but they also have coffee and they have little trinkets and souvenirs too. So it's a play on the usual dépanneur, but more of a tourist attraction, I'd say, and a nicer version of a dep. And they have like classic Montreal things, like we're known for poutine, obviously, and they have t-shirts that say poutine, and instead of Supreme hats, they have poutine hats. So you can go in there to pick up some Montreal things, but it's one of those places that's just fun to explore, and you'll find a lot of tourists going in and out.
I forgot about poutine. I need to try poutine when I'm at Worlds.
You do. I have to admit something on air. This is kind of embarrassing. I haven't had poutine since living in Montreal. Should I be fired?
So you're fake.
I'm fake, but also, like I said, I'm a sweet tooth. So if I have to pick between pastries and poutine, I think we know the answer.
Maybe if they offered, like, hazelnut poutine.
With chocolate sauce.
Exactly. I would try that.
And, like, sliced up cake instead of fries. But that just, that just defeats the purpose. Anyways, maybe I'll join all of you and we'll go get poutine.
New experiences with Lila Fear.
Yeah, in our poutine t-shirts. We'll go buy those at the Petit Dep and then go have poutine.
I'm going to throw you a poutine hat.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I would love that. I would love that. Yeah, so those are my shop recommendations. And I definitely recommend make sure you plan all of the places you want to go based on where you're eating and where you need to be next, just so that you can be most effective with your time.
Mm-hmm. And after we talk about activities, if you have any tips for getting around, feel free to tell them, because you can never have too many tips about how to not get lost.
I know. I will gladly do that.
Okay, so final segment of recommendations, the fun stuff, the activities.
Yes. Okay, so I tried to be more vague here because I think part of the beauty of seeing a new place is the spontaneity and being open to just exploration and whatever catches your eye, and then kind of going in that direction and seeing what you find and finding things for yourself. So these are just starting points for you. Number one is going to the Atwater Market, which I'm sure you've heard or seen on Instagram from the skaters because it's near the rink, so a lot of us live nearby. And it's a beautiful indoor-outdoor market. Not so much outdoors when it's minus 30 and snowing, but mostly in the summer outdoors. And it's beautiful as the seasons change to see like fresh flowers and then pumpkins and then Christmas trees. And then now like everything's shut off and it's just inside because it's so cold. But we all go for our fresh groceries every day. And they have specialty like pie stands, maple syrup stands. They have a butcher and bakery and everything you would need. And it's just an array of flavors and scents and sights and colors. And it's a tourist attraction for sure, but also a local favorite. So it's a great mix of that.
It's just like a little bit of everything.
It is. Yeah. And it's a feel-good place. I went on a walk there this morning. It was a beautiful sunny day. So I went to the market. And it's right on the canal, which I think is another recommendation. So I'm going to segue into that. It's called Lachine Canal, and it's beautiful. It's definitely, it's surrounded by industrial buildings because that's where all the factories used to be, and now they are apartments. So it's more of an industrial vibe, and there's an old train track next to it. But in the summer, it's so beautiful, and in the winter too, because the canal is covered in snow. So if it's a sunny day, it's just a great experience. So I would recommend walking along the canal. So go to the market. Get your stuff, get a little snack from like fresh fruit or whatever, get a coffee, and then go walk along the canal. And then from there, you could actually stop off at Barley or Perigueux because that's all in a similar area. So once again, just map it out and plan accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
I also suggested walking around the Old Port. You can find so many boutiques there. There's a lot of tourist shops if you want the classic souvenirs, but then there's also a lot of just a random assortment of boutiques. So it's fun to explore. Give yourself a lot of time to walk around. Definitely stop off in the cathedral. It is so beautiful. Yeah, I recommend that. And in the Old Port is also Boda Boda, which is a floating spa.
I looked up pictures of that. Oh, that looks really cool.
It's the best. I have to tell you, I was so lucky because as I was moving to Montreal, I was on the plane. You know, I was nervous, new experience. New city that I'd never lived in before or really visited. And I clicked on, I was doing Air Canada, and there was this Montreal suggestions tab on the TV screen. So I was bored and it was a long flight. I clicked it and then this recommendation came up, and otherwise I don't think I would have known about it as soon as I did. And it's one of the first things I did in Montreal. And so they have three different floors and there's water circuits. So you do like a sauna or a steam room, then there's a eucalyptus steam room, and then you do a cold plunge, and then there's a relaxation area with a hot tub. It's indoor or outdoor, and then they have hammocks, so you can basically pass out and just spend all day there. They also have a restaurant, and you can book massages and different treatments there too. So it's unbelievable. It is such a favorite among the skaters just for some relaxation on the weekends, and I just think you have to go if you have time. I know it's going to be a busy week for everybody, but if you need to relax at the end or just to prep for the week ahead, make sure you go to Boda Boda.
Yes. Sounds like self-care central.
It is. That is definitely what it is. Let's see here. So if you go downtown, definitely check out Musée des Beaux-Arts, which is the art museum here in Montreal. And they have some really great exhibitions. For example, they had the Thierry Mugler one recently. So I could see a bunch of the costumes that he did for Madonna and all of the various celebrities and the beautiful designing that he did throughout his career. If you need some culture, that's a way to tick that box for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you go to the Plateau, which is definitely the coolest part of Montreal, I'd say. It's very artsy, eclectic. There's so many random things to do there. I was there today and I went and painted pottery, which is super, cool. It was so cute. So you can do that if you want. It's called the Ceramic Cafe. But it's fun to wander around, and there's so many vintage shops and different markets going on, and they have the most famous bagel places in the plateau. So I think that's another thing of Montreal. You need to try the bagels. And they have two competitors, both located in the plateau, which you need to check out. And then also the plateau is conveniently located right next to Mont-Royal, which is the main mountain in Montreal, and is so great to go on a walk. And it's actually, it's not that intense. You can stroll, you can go on the flats, or you can go uphill, whatever you want. And they have a beautiful place called Beaver Lake there too, which I recommend visiting.
Oh yeah, and I've heard of Beaver Lake.
Yeah, and you can actually skate there in the winter.
Oh, that's awesome.
So if you really want to go for the World Championships of Figure Skating, go skate. It's very on theme and on brand. And then the final thing I'd recommend is it's a bar called Randolph's, and it's a cool bar where you can go and get board games. And it's very fun just to go with friends. So if you want to experience nightlife in some way in Montreal, Randolph's is very fun. There will be a lineup, though, so definitely factor that in.
Yeah, game bars are always fun.
Yeah. I did that over Christmas. I was in Toronto, and we went to a board game cafe. And, oh, it's just so fun. Even with the family, it's such a fun thing to do.
Board games are fun.
They are, and they're underrated. And I think we don't. Like, we forget about them. We forget that they're fun.
Yeah, that's what I love about them, is they're, like, a nice reminder of how fun board games are.
Absolutely.
Okay, so do you have any tips for getting around as someone who was new to Montreal at one point?
Yes, so I'd say definitely get an Opus card, which is the public transport card here. So I came from London, and everyone knows the tube map there is so overwhelming. It is... I show my friends here and they just can't believe that that's the public transport system of London. But Montreal is so much simpler in comparison. So it's very straightforward. Definitely invest in that. And you can choose either like daily or 2 days, or you could do weekly unlimited, which might be a good bet. The bus system is very reliable. You can buy an app. Yeah, it's called Transit. And it basically gives you like a live location of the bus that you want to take. And it plans out routes for you too. So that's something that was recommended to me when I first moved here, and that helped me a lot with getting the bus to the rink or the metro to school. But the metro is very reliable, and also Montreal is a great place to walk because it's not that big. You can get around on foot surprisingly easily, especially downtown. There's no need to Uber necessarily, especially the metro stops are quite nearby one another, so you could get off and walk and then hop back on the metro. I'd say it's going to be okay to get around. It's not the most overwhelming of cities for sure in that regard.
And then the only problem I can see with that is the cold.
Okay. I have something to say about the cold. So this is from my grandma. This is what she always tells me. She says, there's no such thing as bad weather. There's only bad clothing. And this is something that I've learned to be true because I did not have the right coat when I moved here. And the first winter was pretty rough. And now I have a coat that's pretty much down to my lower calf / ankle. And it is so warm. And once, if you have a good coat and a good pair of boots, hat, gloves, scarf, you will be fine. I really just think prioritize the layers and then you'll be okay.
That is the best advice for the cold.
Yeah, but it's all about the layers, and obviously a warm drink helps for sure. And there's a lot of Montreal, there's a lot of underground parts of the city too.
Oh yeah.
Like there's tunnels and there's underground malls and things like that. So there's ways to not go outside if you really don't want to.
But definite recommendation is get a good coat.
Get a good coat and boots and root socks. Remember what I told you. Root socks, you'll be fine.
Before we close up, how has prep for Worlds been going?
Oh, it's been great. Everyone's back now from Four Continents and Europeans and all the various nationals. So we're all training hard. We're motivated. And I just think there's the anticipation of having Worlds here in Montreal. And we're just so excited. Whenever I drive past the Bell Center, I get shivers. And it's going to be very strange because my friends will be able to watch me skate live.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I
know. Have they ever seen you skate?
No, because I mean, they're always invited to training, but people don't really come to training. It's usually just the skaters. So they watch YouTube and everything, but now they got tickets, so that will be very exciting. And then it will be fun for me too to have it here, because then I can go to Campanelli or Olivet Gourmando in between competing. So I'll be joining everyone with these recommendations.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. I'm really excited for it.
Oh, me too. Yeah, it's coming up soon. It's weird how quickly the season passes, though. It's crazy.
That, like, every single season, I'm like, oh, it's the new season. Oh, it's already Europeans.
It's kind of sad. But it's a great way to end the season here in Montreal.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yes, I'm very excited. Do you have any closing remarks? I think we've badgered you enough.
Oh, this was so much fun. I'm so excited to have shared these recommendations. I hope that you use the recommendations, and also I'd love to, I don't know if there's a way that you guys get comments, but if anyone finds out new places, if there's a way of sharing those too, so that we can build a community of recommendations and advice while everyone's here in Montreal, that could be really fun.
Of course.
Because I'd love to learn too. I'm open to suggestions.
Thank you so much for joining us. This was a lot of fun.
Oh, I had so much fun. I really appreciate you including me in this.
We just want to say a massive thank you to Lila for taking the time to sit down with us and put together all those really thoughtful, fun recommendations for enjoying Montreal. So thank you so much, Lila. We really appreciate it. It was awesome working with you. And thank you so much to Carly for getting the segment together and getting everything sorted. Thanks, guys. Also, if anyone has recs or is also a Montreal listener, please, you know, write in or leave in the comments
or tweet at us.
You know, give a heads up so, you know, everyone can just share and enjoy the recs. And we can all have the best possible time exploring Montreal.
Yeah, especially since most of us are here for a whole week. We have so much time to explore.
But yes, hopefully you guys enjoyed this slightly unconventional divergence from our usual skating coverage to our Enjoy Montreal theme.
Yes, hopefully anyone going to Worlds actually takes any of this in note and, like, has a chance to explore, basically.
Also, if you have any more questions, some of us have done extra research or have been to Montreal, or Gab is a native, so feel free to hit us up with questions or ask for more clarification or details and stuff.
Yes, we would be happy to answer.
But thank you all for listening. Do you have any final words of advice, Gab?
I would just say look out for the weather just because it's all over the place.
Yeah, like, check it closely before packing and, like, just be prepared for changes. So, fantastic. Thank you all for listening, and we hope to see you again for our next episode. And also at Worlds, if you're at Worlds, come say hi to us. We would love to meet you.
Yes, I actually have gifts and stickers to give out, so, like, I'd be happy to give some out to anyone who comes.
Come hit us up for swag.
I have some really good stickers, too. Like, Bex.
She does.
I consulted Bex for this.
Yes, I was consulted, so they're fabulous. Don't miss out on Gab stickers. And if you want to get in touch with us, feel free to contact us via our website in thelowpodcast.com or on Twitter, and you can find our episodes on YouTube, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and Spotify.
If you enjoy the show and want to help support the team, then please consider making us a donation on our coffee page. We also have a merch store, so if you want to buy any merch from us, designed by me.
If you want more Gab designs in your life, which everyone should want more Gab's merch designs in her life, so.
It is all available in our Redbubble. And we'd like to give a huge thanks to all our listeners who have contributed to our team thus far.
You can also find the links to all our social media pages and our coffee on our website. If you're listening on iTunes, please consider leaving a rating and a review if you enjoyed the show. Thanks for listening. This has been Bex
and Gab.
See you soon. Bye.
Bye.